This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. House prosecutors have ended their case against former President Donald Trump, putting the blame for last month's deadly Capitol riot squarely on the then president. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
For 2 days, prosecutors said Trump spent months riling up backers with claims that the election was stolen, then summoned them to Washington and ordered them to fight like hell.
He said it, and they did it.
House impeachment manager Jonah Goose and fellow prosecutors said the rioters who ransacked the Capitol say they acted on what they saw as a direct order from the commander-in-chief, mounting a deadly attack to what prosecutor Ted Lieu called the president's glee.
President Trump did not once condemn the attack.
Trump's lawyers are expected to take less than a day to present their case, and the ex-president is likely to be acquitted, with several Republicans saying the Democrats' case did not sway them. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Court papers reveal new details about a man accused in last month's deadly riot at the U.S. Capitol. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Thomas Caldwell is described by authorities as the leader of the far-right Oath Keepers militia group. Court papers show Caldwell discussed the possibility of getting a boat to ferry heavy weapons across the Potomac River. Days earlier, his lawyer said Caldwell had a top-secret security clearance for decades and had worked for the FBI. The Bureau has not responded. Prosecutors say the Oath Keepers communicated during the Capitol attack about the location of lawmakers. And at one point, Caldwell received a message saying all members are in the tunnels under the Capitol. Seal them in. Turn on gas. Caldwell denies he's a member of the Oath Keepers. His lawyer wants the judge to release him. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Visit VOAnews.com for more. This is VOA News. President Joe Biden said Thursday that the United States will have enough supply of the COVID-19 vaccine by the end of summer to inoculate 300 million Americans. Biden made the announcement at the sprawling National Institutes of Health complex just outside Washington as he visited some of the nation's leading scientists on the front line of the fight against the disease. Addressing researchers at the National Institutes of Health, the president said America remains in the teeth of the pandemic and everyone needs to focus on preventive measures.
We need everyone to mask up. And by the way, I know it's a pain in the neck, but it's a patriotic responsibility. We're in the middle of a war with this virus.
The U.S. is on pace to exceed Biden's goal of administering 100 million vaccine doses in his first 100 days in office, with more than 26 million shots delivered in his first 3 weeks. The president of the Tokyo 2020 Olympics Organizing Committee, Yoshiro Mori, will resign over a sexist remark that sparked an outcry. Reuters' Brian Wood has details.
Yoshiro Mori's stepping down raises new doubts over the viability of holding the Games later this year. While leading an Olympic Committee board meeting earlier this month, the former Japanese prime minister had said that women talk too much, setting off a storm of criticism at home and abroad. Mori retracted his comments quickly after, saying it was inappropriate and against the Olympic spirit. But when pressed on whether he thought women talked too much, he said, "I don't listen to women that much lately, so I don't know." Local media reported earlier that Mori is likely to express his intent to resign on Friday, when Olympics board members are meeting to discuss his sexist remarks.
That's Reuters' Brian Wood. Musician Chick Corea has died of a rare form of cancer that was discovered only recently, according to his website. He was 79. AP's Margie Zaraleta reports.
Chick Corea's song Spain is considered a jazz standard, along with 500 Miles High, La Fiesta, and Windows. He had 23 Grammys and is nominated for 2 more this year. Corea put out solo albums before replacing Herbie Hancock and Miles Davis's group in 1968. Corea later formed the group Circle and returned to Forever. Corea's style included classical, jazz, Latin jazz, and solo piano. He told the Associated Press last year, "Like a runner runs because it feels good, he plays piano because it feels good." I'm Archie Zaraleta.
You can find more on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.